Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. And we have Larry on his mountaintop down there with bad weather. We have snow here, and all kinds of little things going on in the world, probably most of it secret behind the scenes. We don't know about it until the world war begins, which it may have already. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
We were talking just before you went on air about, you know, we've heard all these words that there are all these indictments and sealed indictments and 1,500 of them, 2,000 of them around the world, blah, 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 blah. And nothing seems to happen. So you were commenting on somebody that done some research on this?
Yeah, I'll send you a link to that, and you can actually find it if people want to go read it. It's up on the Dale's website. It's John Haller, H-A-L-L-E-R, Prophecy Update. It's entitled Trouble from the North. The Dale's have it up under Prophetic. And basically, John Haller said he had spent a considerable time after all the reports, the inundation of reports about the so-called sealed indictments that were about to come down where thousands might be imprisoned. And he says after an in-depth investigation into sealed indictments in government websites, he said that all he could find really was just normal sealed indictments, which they do off and on across the country over a period of time. And he said they're just normal. They're not any great event about to occur to where they pick up, I guess you could say, the deep state and the left and Soros and all this other. He said that's been some kind of smoke screen that they're using to cover other things that's going on.
Yeah, it's a stage play for the people of America who believe what they're told on TV. If CNN said it's true, it's got to be true, and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, and Fox News is even included in that. So you can't believe any of the major media anymore, and they have infiltrated alternative media as well, so you have to be careful even there. But, yeah, I Soros is still out walking around. They have proof already. Remember the New York State, like, I think he was the New York City police chief. He said he had enough evidence to put Hillary Clinton in prison. And then all of a sudden, you never heard any more about it. So the Clintons are still walking around. Soros is still walking around. A lot of the people in Congress are guilty of sedition and treason, and we know that. The Bible even tells us that. It doesn't word it as treason, but that's what it means. And on and on and on it goes, and nothing is happening. So it's got to be kind of a stage play of some sort that's put on for us. Well, maybe the war machine is gearing up. What's the latest? I understand that Israel is considering making their big mistake, maybe, of the bots. You remember the Israeli mistake?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, on my blog today, I posted a from Koenig International News, a report, and Deb Kripal and others are covering it too, where Bibi Netanyahu is at the meeting in Munich, you know, and he's waving a piece of the downed Iranian drone that they shot down, and he's now threatening direct military action against Iran itself. And so this is ramping up quickly. The UN chief, I noted before I came on the air, that he's now made a statement and says that the Israeli Hezbollah war was in Lebanon, and that region would be absolutely a nightmare, and is trying to do something to put a stop to it. But it appears, Stuart, that Israel is really focused you know, not only on its enemies surrounding it, but they are focused on the one that's pulling all the strings, and that is Iran. So we may, as you said, you know, you said, and you mentioned Isaiah 17, I saw in the show precast, you know, and Daniel 8, and we may be right on the verge of some of that, you know, while we're, you know, going through our political insanity in America, which is nothing but, I suppose you could say, the fall of the Babylonian system. There's other things happening in the world that we're just not preparing our people for at all.
Yeah, well, we're expendables. I don't know if you ever saw that movie that Stallone did, The Expendables, but that's what we are. We're expendables. In fact, they'd love to kill us all. You know, they want to reduce the population down, as the Georgia Guidestones say, to 500 million. Well, that's not many people. That's worldwide, too. And if you went onto the Deagle.com website, you noticed that America's population drops drastically. I think the final figure is like 59 million in America. Well, we have over 300 million now in the United States. And they are tied directly to NSA, CIA, blah, 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 military intelligence, whatnot. So why do we have such a drastic reduction unless they already know what's coming and they're prepared for it in the numbers? And the other place that was decimated was North Korea. Went down to virtually nothing, non-existent, basically. Here's a headline. Now, this is Sorcher Fall, a.k.a. FSB, whoever. Russia orders the United States out of Syria while warning only 2 days are left to save the world. What's that about, I wonder?
Well, I don't really know. However, you know, we are in the middle of a trouble over there. You know, recently we found out that a Syrian force attacked our troops, and you know, and the you know, an attack on the you know, U.S.-led rebels in that area, and we decimated them and killed what appears to be over 300 Russian mercenaries involved in that that we were not apparently aware of, or we didn't say we were. And then, of course, we've got the Russians stirred up, you know, one side of us. Turkey, on the other hand, has ordered, you know, our troops out of that region. And Turkey is also preparing a greater invasion, it appears, than they've already done. You know, we've got a number of, you know, hundreds of, you know, of thousands of Iranian troops lodged in Syria. And as a matter of fact, there's a brand new post came out today, breaking news on Debka file. And I did get it posted, and the shocking thing is the fact it says that I was hunting for my notes here. Says that there's a massive buildup of Syrian forces, which also include, you know, other forces. They're around Damascus, and they're bringing up tanks and quite a bit of artillery. So there's something about to occur in that region. As a matter of fact, our old friend, if you will, that general, the Revolutionary Guard General Soleimani, that we've been watching for some time, that's kind of been invisible for some time, just reported today from Debka file, making a statement. He said that that Gaza Hamas terror group and the Palestinians, missiles against Israel are not going to be enough alone. And it appears that the Iranians are building a coalition of missile attacks all the way from Lebanon through Syria on around to Hamas, you know, in Gaza. And also Iran's come out threatening the offshore energy supply of Israel. And about that time, Israel today directly said that they will attack Iran, too. So this thing is building rather quickly.
Yeah, this report from the FSB or Mossad or wherever they get their stuff from, and you do have to take some of it with a grain of salt, but it usually proves out true later on. A gravely worded new Ministry of Foreign Affairs report states that the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, just ordered the United States to leave Syria, warning them don't play with fire, while at the same time, today's opening of the 1920 Valdea, I guess it is, a Valdei Club Middle East Conference is giving the world only 2 days in order to save itself. According to the report, it moves not seen since early last century when Russia and the United States sought to avert, now you mentioned this, then end the global catastrophe now known as World War I. This past week has seen fervish actions being taken by all the world's major powers in a bid to keep our world once again from plunging itself into needless war. And that began with the 16-18 February Munich Security Conference, which has now moved to its final 19-20 February Valdea, I guess it is, Club Middle East Conference. And says the critical unseen global communication structure between the world's powers underlying both the Munich Security Conference and the Valdea Club Middle East, this report explains, was noted, I can't even pronounce the name of the guy, who detailed it as value by saying this is a diplomatic network that works, and it's something, if used efficiently, can prevent big confrontations. To the bigger confrontation the world's powers are seeking to avert, the report says, revolves around ending the war in Syria, that noted Middle East expert Danny Mackay correctly states the end game is clear. Assad, Russia, and Iran will emerge victorious, and who, in a just-released research article, said it's about time we all admit that Putin has prevailed in Syria. So, you know, that's kind of interesting. And it says in here that this war is so complicated over there. And he says in here that the conflict in Syria has been the most vicious in contemporary history, creating a geopolitical hall of mirrors, pitting Syrian against Syrian, Saudi Arabia against Iran, and Russia against the United States. To say it is the most complicated proxy war of our times is an understatement. The war has international and regional dimensions, which have served to prolong and fuel and perpetuate the crisis. What do you think?
Well, I think that that's very interesting, because remember, Netanyahu just went to Munich and at that very meeting delivered the direct threat to Iran that Israel will attack Iran. And that's very telling. And at the same time, Stuart, you know, I saw a very interesting poll today on Fox earlier. They had a poll where they were talking about, you know, there's been so much slamming of Trump and actually hindrance of his having any type of government function at all. and as a matter of fact, you know, our own deep state telling other nations not to worry, he won't be there long anyway, that they actually put him beside Assad. They put Assad's picture on the right, Trump's picture on the left, and actually the poll showed more people, Stuart, more people actually appreciated Bashar Assad of Syria that gashes his people to death in the streets than they did Trump, who Twitters. How interesting.
Oh, the world's insane. What more can you say? We're a fallen race. Nobody wants to admit it. It doesn't matter whether people will admit it or not. It's reality. And, of course, when you reject the Bible, you're actually rejecting the concept that there's something wrong with the human race. Well, my word, how can people say there's nothing wrong when we're getting in all these wars, rapes, murders, tortures, all this stuff? I mean, the human race is evil, just like Jesus Christ said it was. You being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. Now, a parent's love for their children is one of the higher forms, I guess, of of love, and he's calling us evil. So, you know, people really need to take a look at what the scriptures are actually saying. And, you know, I've repeatedly said the salvation gospel of today's churches. And I got a prophecy warning from a guy who was, he was searching in Matthew. And I don't have time to get into it tonight. But, boy, you talk about a deadly, deadly warning to the modern day church of all denominations. That was it. And it's just too bad. But with the fallen nature, here's what it says. This is, you know, mankind fighting against mankind. The growing animosity against the Americans has united Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Now, that's interesting because we know from prophecy that Turkey has to side with Russia and Iran, ultimately, and quit sitting on the fence, playing both sides. Russia condemning the Iranian desire to wipe Israel off the map. They gave him a slap for that. While at the same time, the Israelis, that Iranian meddling isn't the only way to understand the Middle East. Makes you wonder if they're not going to come up with some sort of a peace plan.
Huh.
What do you think? I mean, it's very, very interesting. And I would have to agree that this is the most complicated war where you got NATO fighting NATO. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, what's interesting about what you just announced, and let me read a couple of headlines here and get your and then I'll make a comment. Number one,
yeah,
is from Yahoo News. It came out today. It said Special Counsel Robert Mueller brilliantly filling in pieces of a puzzle that will depict an overripe president ready for impeachment, and then another post I wanted to read. It states that a new post involving Michael Flynn and how that it's Yahoo News also says Michael Flynn's plea reversal under new judge could uncover more federal corruption. Now, with all of that, Stuart, you're talking about a massive trouble in Syria that Trump inherited, but Trump doesn't have support anywhere in his own government, Republican or Democrat, or across the nation. He simply has no support, and that is how you start a major war. I don't know how Trump can even exit from Syria. He don't have the ability being surrounded by enemies.
Yeah, I know. And, of course, America has absolutely no right to be in Syria. That's totally against all international law. And the Russians have every right to order America out of Syria. And if they refuse to move, Putin would have every right to remove them by force or simply by elimination, which would bring in, of course, World War III, which is what the deep state has always wanted. They want this nuclear war. I'm not sure exactly why, because they think they can go into their underground tunnels and emerge when it's all over. And, of course, the people like you and I and the rest of the masses of the world are left out on the surface to face all that. So anyway, it says here, now I don't know if you've gotten any news to back this up. Syrian forces are preparing for the largest offensive against U.S.-backed terrorists in 2018. And Syrian forces are now expected to arrive within hours to aid their Kurdish citizens being attacked by Turkey. Turkey has vowed to stop these Syrian forces from protecting their own peoples and who have just begun a massive bombardment in order to prevent these Syrian forces from reaching their beleaguered Kurdish citizens. So is that all part of this whole thing, I guess? I mean, it looks like we got two or three fronts in Syria.
Well,
somebody had a prophecy about that.
Well, we actually...
You remember that?
Yeah, we have a number of fronts, and one of them... We don't really know where to tie in this Syrian masses troops with large Syrian armor and artillery forces near Damascus. And it says Syrian forces are going to receive Russian air cover and support. But we don't know where that their attack point is. We don't know which direction they're focused on. But it appears Syria is about to come unglued in war. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, Isaiah 17, you said this could literally be the beginning of the fulfillment of that.
Yeah, yeah, because Damascus, of course, is part of Syria. Syria is a proxy for Iran. And it says that the children of Israel, well, that could be both the United States and Israel, but more likely probably the children of Israel means the Israeli IDF forces. And they take out Damascus. I guess it, from the what it reads, it's a nuclear attack, or if it isn't, it's a massive, massive thing that destroys totally Damascus. Getting back to this one article, it says, not being explained to the American people, though this report concludes, is that all of this blood being spilled in Syria and whose repercussions will most certainly ignite a global war is entirely due to the United States, and that is why Russia has now ordered the United States to leave Syria immediately and state that the Kurds are being used in a game by the U.S., who is playing with fire, and that should the U.S. not heed those warnings, they'll be met by a Russia whose knowledge of the great game shows that it cannot lose. I agree with that. Russia is the one, and the former Soviet Union forces are the ones in Revelation and Jeremiah and Isaiah that take the United States out. We're just simply destroyed. So there's some truth in this. But I don't know. What do you think? It just seems awful complicated.
Yeah, it's extremely complicated. But, you know, my focus is, who put us in Syria? Who is the president of the United States that placed our troops inside Syria? And we know who that was. That was Barack H. Obama. And that's what's so interesting, Stuart, is everything Obama did for 8 solid years, none of it was good for the American people. Zero was good for the American people. He did nothing good for this nation. But if there was an election today, Stuart, America would vote him back in, and he's just simply no good.
I know. Yep, I've never quite figured out what's going wrong other than this is of the Lord. When the Lord decides to punish a nation, he can get into the minds of the people. And, in fact, he says he installs rulers. He also takes them out. So we have a voting system in here, but it's kind of like when you name your baby. I think the Lord chooses those names. The people don't realize he's done it. He just puts it in their mind that this is what they're going to finally decide to call their newborn. And anyway, yeah, we're in trouble, and the tweet wars or Twitter wars where Trump is now going after Obama and the rest of them. What's the news on that?
Oh, it's getting just absolutely, it's an incredible war. I've never heard of a Twitter war until today. I mean, you know, these recent days, but that's exactly what's happening. And something very interesting too, and I think I sent you a copy. Standeo had on his website EMP attack by Byron Cyril, and I sent you a link to that, and
yes.
That's a vision that was sent to Standeo. They posted on their website, and it's very, very telling, and it talks about not only the situation in Israel, but it talks about America, and you remember when years ago, you know, myself and Tom Mack, I had, you know, I had some information about possibly a missile or more being fired at the United States, you know, from offshore. And remember, we found, you know, everybody said, well, that's impossible. But we found out the Russians had invented cargo containers that were launchers. Remember?
Yes, absolutely.
And if you, I don't know if you watched this video or this read this article, EMP attack, you know, on the Dale site, but they actually see a ship with a container like that that opens up the top of it and fires a missile towards, I guess, the region of, you know, the East Coast, off the East Coast, and it explodes about Ohio, Illinois region. And, well, it's just not good from there on down, but
yeah.
Judgment time. But it's very concerning, especially, Stuart, when all we are hearing is this Twitter war going on, and the left and all of Congress is involved. You know, it's incredible. It's insanity because America has never been more insecure as it is now. We are laying out just simply, you know, lambs to the slaughter.
Well, that's what happens when you abandon God or you refuse to do what the Lord told you to do. You know, I mean, this is what happens. Apostasy brings with it judgment, and judgment usually brings with it the elimination of the nation. And we are under judgment, and whether people like it or not, we are Babylon. And people, if you don't believe we're Babylon the Great, go to our website. I got the link on the blog, and it's called Angel Fall 923, and we've got a two-hour video, Why America is Babylon's Free, and along with a whole bunch of other documentaries that we did. And, yeah, people need to know this stuff. We only got a few minutes left. Earthquake swarm in Iceland intensifies. Magnitude 5.2, 4.5 earthquakes topped the series, counting more than 2,000 earthquakes since 4 days. Well, Iceland is nothing but a major volcano when you really stop and look at it. What do you think? I mean, that sounds dangerous.
Well, it's very, very interesting today that I noted, you know, on the Quail website there was a post indicating that we are seeing incredible swarming not only in Iceland at the very moment, but all the way from Iceland over to the Canary Island of La Palma, and it's multitudes of earthquakes occurring, and this is not really that public information. And at the same time, I just wanted to slip this in there that Dutch Sense just put out a new video warning of, you know, a coming large earthquake off the west coast of California. So anyway, we've got it going in all directions. All we need is one of them to really blow, one location, and we'll be in trouble.
Yeah, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Here's a report. I don't know if you remember Schwarzenegger's movie Total Recall.
Yeah.
Okay, report. And I've maintained that China is the country the New World Order is going to be patented after. China developing Orwellian social credit system. That's exactly what they had in Schwarzenegger's movie. Remember, it was social credits.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing? Schwarzenegger's movies were very, very prophetic, I always thought. And he was trying to warn us, tell us something with them. Kind of like Mel Gibson's conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
he was trying to tell us something.
Yeah, one of the words, Stuart, that stuck in my mind from the Schwarzenegger movies was Skynet.
Yes. People really should watch those movies. It may be a little violent, but that is extremely prophetic. And now they're talking about this G5 and the takeover by G5 and robotics, artificial intelligence. And I always thought that really was what the Israeli golem prophecies were about, that it was computer-based. How can I serve you? We're equal now, and now I'm going to run everything. And they are saying that the artificial intelligence is going to be so much greater than any human mind once they get this figured out. Anyway, final word, Larry. Thanks for coming on, by the way.
Yeah, maybe next show we can do something. There's some new information coming out about G5 and the ley lines and something AI is going to initiate in that location.
Wow. We're heading in, folks. I mean, there are so many signs out there from every direction. And people should go read Matthew chapter 7 very carefully, particularly what the Lord has to say to the vast majority of Christians. It's very sad, very, very sad. Anyway, good night. Thanks for listening. Heads up, your redemption is drawing nigh. Night.